Well, we are happy to be joined by Elaine Gannon, 115th District Representative from DeSoto, to talk her weekly legislative report with us. Elaine, thanks so much for making some time with us this morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm sitting here having my coffee, trying to wrap my head around the Super Bowl last night.
That's the talk this morning, isn't it? Are you a football fan, or are you just someone that watches the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I enjoy the... No, we watch games, and our son played football, and so we are fans of football, so... Yeah, it was quite an evening. You know, it was a little boring at the end of the first half, and just really didn't think that the Patriots had a chance. And boy, I guess you can never count the Patriots and Tom Brady out.
I guess you're right. Sean and I were discussing it this morning on the air. Best Super Bowl ever or not?
Best. I think so.
Yeah.
I think probably the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't want to spend time talking about the halftime show, but I thought it was one of the best that I'd seen. So,
oh, good.
You know, yeah, it was a great evening. It was fun entertainment.
All right. So did you have to cook, or did someone else cook?
Oh, no. I fixed dinner early in the day, and so I didn't cook anything.
Well, good for you. You got to enjoy the game. That's great. Well, let's talk about this past week in the House. Busy one for you. How'd it go?
Well, you know, it was. I first want to mention that in both chambers, we rejected the proposed pay increase, which is recommended by the Citizens Commission on Compensation for Elected Officials, and that was only the right thing to do. We didn't feel like that it was appropriate to use the taxpayer dollars to increase our own pay. The state's in a difficult budget situation as it is, and so we voted that down, and the Senate voted it down. There was a little bit more controversy over in their chamber, but eventually they did vote it down, and now that's going to move to the governor for his approval. And I know that he supported no pay raise, so that will, you know, be signed and taken care of. So, yes. I would also like to mention that last week I presented a bill in the Transportation Committee, and it's to name a section of Highway 67 in honor of Cadet Serdike, who lost his life saving another person's life last year. I think most people know that the Serdikes own the Serdike Motorcycle Company. They have a couple businesses in Jefferson County, and the father of Cadet Serdike owns the business on 67, and so that will be the section of highway that will be named for Cadet Serdike if it passes.
And so that has to go to a vote then, or does that just have to come out of a committee?
I presented it in committee, and then the committee will vote this week to vote it out of committee, and I'll present that on the floor, and then I'm sure it will be a successful vote.
Mm-hmm.
Very much deserved when you consider what Cadet Serdike did that day, and then donating his organs to, you know, other people. And so we just look forward to making this happen.
Mm-hmm. And for people that don't know, I know we've had the story on many times, but Tommy Serdike was taking a holiday away from the academy.
Yes.
He was with a few friends. They were at Seaside. They were in the ocean there. One of his friends went down, was unable to swim. Tommy went out and saved him, but in the process lost his own life. So.
Yes, you're exactly right. Now, one thing I will say, this particular boy that was saved, young man that was saved, Tim really didn't know him until that day. So, you know, think about that. You know, he went out and he just, you know, he saved the life of somebody he really didn't hardly know. And put, you know, and from what I understand, he was always putting others ahead of himself.
Yeah.
Of course, he was an Eagle Scout, and he, you know, he was just a servant, you know, all through his teenage life and into his adult life. So we feel like this is a very deserving honor for his family.
And even his future was pointing that direction with him attending West Point, you know, in the...
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. I should have... I my mind is still cloudy this morning. Thank you for bringing all of that up. Yes, he had just completed his first year at West Point, and it was a very successful year.
All right. Well, so. Very good. Well, we hope that goes through, and I wouldn't anticipate there probably won't be any opposition to that.
No, I don't think there will be any opposition. When I presented it in committee, it was just total silence when I told the story, which is what you and I just discussed. And, of course, a lot of people remembered hearing about it, you know, across the state. So
it'll be a portion of 67 that will be renamed in his honor. And what portion is it? Where exactly will it be, and how large a portion will it be?
Well, you know, probably at least a mile. I don't have the numbers of the road here in front of me. Mm-hmm. I just know that it will stretch in front of their company.
Oh, so, it'll be right there then. That's very appropriate.
I think so, yes. And I think it even goes over into Festus to the interchange area. So it will be very nice.
Okay, very good.
Very deserving.
Something I know that you were working on last week is some work on the DeSoto Task Force resolution, right?
Yes. We have formed a... DeSoto Joachim Creek Joint Task Force. You're probably aware of all the problems and issues that have occurred with the Joachim Creek flooding and all the problems that it has caused here in DeSoto for families. So Senator Romine, Representative Harris, and myself, along with city, county, and state and federal officials, we're all members of this task force, and we're working for resolutions to recurring flooding along the Joachim Creek in the city limits of DeSoto. So what we're asking is for support. Our number one goal is safety. We want to be able to get the people out, and we want to have a flood monitor. That's the first thing that we're asking, or that we would like to be able to get, would be a flood monitor for people who live in the area and for first responders so that they can get in and rescue the people before the water gets in their home. And so we've put this task force together, and then with this resolution, if it passes, then we feel like we will be able to seek legislative support for the task force. And any help that we could get from the federal government, FEMA, SEMA, you know, that can help us with this. And we feel like a task force put together with a resolution has more power to be able to get the funding and the support that we need to right now accomplish our number one goal, which is safety, and to be able to purchase a flood monitor. So we'll see what happens, but I'm going to present that this week, I believe on Wednesday morning, and so we're hoping that happens.
115th District Representative Elaine Gannon of DeSoto joining us now. And Elaine, is there funding that could be used to actually do some work to prevent some of the flooding that occurs there? Or when you say monitor, do you mean someone on alert or some type of electronic mechanism that would alert people when this is happening?
I believe, some type of electronic mechanism. I know they had the flooding up in the Arnold area last year, and they have been working towards the very same issue. You know, we lost two lives in the last two floods. The first one, a lady drowned when her car went downstream. It was absolutely horrible. And then another lady suffered a heart attack. And homes were flooded. Families lost their personal belongings. The creek rose to a level that had never been seen before, across the road, into the yards, and then finally into the homes. And so, you know, this happened, what, the worst one happened 3 years ago, and then it happened again this past year. And, you know, people, the cars and dumpsters were moved downstream, and, you know, people that had remodeled their homes 3 years ago, here they were, you know, taking stuff out and having to do it again. And a lot of people don't have flood insurance. And we're just trying to do all we can to help.
Now, DeSoto is actually built really on a hill, but then there are also valleys there and some low-lying areas in DeSoto. Is there any type of construction or land work that can be done, or is this just, you know, the way DeSoto is constructed and really nothing can be done about it?
Well, that sort of remains to be seen, because we are having a flood study done. So, you know, I tend to think it's just the way DeSoto is. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. Some people have all kinds of theories as to why this is happening. You know, the homes that have flooded basically have zero value now. You know, they can't sell their home. Nobody wants to buy into that. You know, they've talked about a buyout, but that's not in the immediate future. But if it did happen, you know, that area could maybe be, you know, made into some type of a park, or I don't know. Those are ideas that are down the road.
Yeah.
Right, certainly. Now, we're just looking for a way to be able to alert people and get them out safely before the water gets up to their house, their front door, into their home, and they have to have somebody in a canoe come rescue them.
Right. And you'll be making that presentation this week then, right?
Yes, this week, I believe Wednesday.
All right. What else is on your schedule for this week, Elaine?
Well, the judges have, the Missouri court judges have, will be having the lady legislators for lunch on Tuesday, and some of the Jefferson County judges will be coming up for that. So that's always very nice and a big deal to be able to sit and visit with the Missouri court judges, some wonderful people, and then to listen to a speech and have a nice lunch. So looking forward to that. And this is, I believe, Heart Month, and so we will be celebrating that on Wednesday by all members of the House wearing something red. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe the guys could wear a red tie or a red shirt. I don't know. So, you know, we've got several fun things on the calendar, as well as some legislative issues also. So, you know, it'll be a good week.
Is there anything in particular that you would like to discuss with any of the judges?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Well, we have been talking about a lot of collateral source reform legislation. And so, you know, that was on the floor this past week. And so, you know, we might you know, I might like to discuss that with some of the judges. So we'll see.
Yeah, very good. Well, it'll be a nice opportunity. So
yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate the updates, and have another great week.
Well, you too. Thank you so much. Bye.
Elaine Gannon, our guests on this legislative report, 115th District Representative from DeSoto, joining us on the KREI Morning Show.